Over the past 5 years, police in Chicago have responded to almost 3,000 murders and another 12,000 shootings. All that trauma takes an emotional and mental toll. Here's how former Chicago police officer Brian Warner puts it.
There's an officer sitting there in the squad car right now, dreading going out on the street, just beside him or herself, wondering, where the hell do I turn?
As Patrick Smith of member station WBEZ reports, at least 5 Chicago police officers have died by suicide since last summer, and the department is trying to cope.
In the past 2 years, the Chicago Police Department has launched a series of initiatives aimed at bringing down the number of officer suicides. About a year and a half ago, they put out a video featuring Melancholy Piano and information on where to get help. Sergeant Sean Kennedy works in the counseling division.
During my career, there are a lot of officers who have taken their lives, and I kind of search back sometimes asking what were some of the red flags that may have changed the outcome.
Last year, Kennedy was part of a group that went around to each police district to encourage struggling officers to seek help.
That was the first time that we proactively went out and talked to every district and unit on every watch.
Kennedy's hope was to have no officer suicides in 2018. Instead, by the end of the year, 5 Chicago police officers had died at their own hand. One of them was Officer Regine Pelpion, a 26-year veteran of the department who last September, outside the police station where she worked, shot and killed herself with her service weapon. She was 54, with 2 daughters and a granddaughter. Roland Pelpion is her brother.
To think how much she must have been suffering to get to that point. You know, you got to be suffering a lot and be a lot of pain.
Pelpion was one of 3 Chicago officers last year to take their own life while on duty or on police property. Sergeant Kennedy says that's exceedingly rare.
In my almost 29 years, I cannot remember the last time we had an officer commit suicide on duty.
To me, those officers that committed suicide on duty, in uniform, at work, is showing me that this job killed me.
Carrie Steiner used to be a cop. Now she's a psychologist. She left the Chicago Police Department in 2010 to start the First Responders Wellness Center. She says the Chicago police officers she's treating are often struggling and feeling unsupported. The U.S. Department of Justice estimated that between 2013 and 2015, the suicide rate for Chicago police officers was as much as 60% higher than the national average for law enforcement. Robert Douglas, a former Baltimore police officer and founder of the National Police Suicide Foundation, says the stigma in law enforcement around seeking mental health treatment is cultural and deeply ingrained.
They train us for everything else. We were taught about how to take care of other people when dealing with the mental health issues out on the street, but we were never taught about how to deal with each other in our field and the issues that we go through.
Douglas says police officers almost never kill themselves on duty or on police property. So the fact it happened 3 times in 1 year is a sign that something is wrong within the Chicago Police Department. He says the department needs to not only make sure there are enough resources for officers, but there also needs to be a clear and consistent message from the top telling beat cops it's okay to seek help and telling supervisors that the mental health of their officers is essential. Douglas says it's about training frontline supervisors.
And teaching them the basic signs and symptoms and teaching them how to make an intervention.
It's been more than 2 years since the U.S. Department of Justice recommended that the Chicago Police Department increase the number of clinical therapists available to officers. There are 4 counselors right now. They hope to more than double that to 10 by the end of the year. Though everyone agrees that additional therapists alone won't make a difference if officers don't think they can be honest about their struggles and supervisors can't tell if one of their own is in trouble. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Smith in Chicago.